Now, a judge has said he is satisfied that Conor McGregor has done what he was ordered to do in relation to the dissemination and sharing of CCTV footage, which was shown during the civil trial brought by Nikita Hand. In January this year, Mr. Justice Alex Owens ordered Mr. McGregor not to share the footage and to give back or destroy any copies that he has. Our reporter Maggie Doyle was in court today. Maggie, can you remind us what was the footage at the centre of this case?
Well, Carol, this refers to the CCTV footage, like you say, that was shown during the High Court civil trial last November. It showed Conor McGregor, Nikita Hand and their friends James Lawrence and Danielle Keighley in the car park and the lift of the Beacon Hotel before and after Mr. McGregor assaulted Nikita Hand. It was played multiple times during the trial and it was viewed by the jury during their deliberations. Mr. McGregor had claimed Ms. Hand didn't look like someone who had been seriously assaulted in the footage. Miss Hand became very upset when it was shown in court and she said she was clearly very drunk in the footage. Now last month, Mr. McGregor did lodge an appeal against the High Court civil judgment that he raped Nikita Hand.
And Maggie, what happened in court today?
So today's action refers to a social media post from an Italian business associate of Mr. McGregor's, that's Gabrielle Ernesto Rapisarda, who said that the footage would be released and that it would increase the sale of Mr. McGregor's stout. Now, there were newspaper articles written about that social media post, which Mr. McGregor then posted on his own social media. And back in January, like you say, Mr. Justice Alex Owens ordered Mr. McGregor to return all the CCTV footage he had and to refrain from sharing it with anyone. Now, today, Nikita Hand senior counsel John Gordon said Mr. McGregor was not clear enough in his affidavits to the court and that he would have expected Mr. McGregor to address a specific issue about causing anybody to receive the footage. However, Mr. Justice Owens today said he had to rely on affidavits from people and that according to Mr. McGregor's affidavit, he had taken the steps asked of him and that any urgency back in January had now, he said, blown over. The judge said he was satisfied that this matter had been, as he said, nipped in the bud, and that he had to believe what people said in affidavits, that he wasn't a private detective. So costs, Carol, for this action were awarded against Mr. McGregor because the judge said he felt Mr. McGregor was the author of his own misfortune. But there is a stay on those costs pending an appeal.
Maggie, thank you. That's our reporter, Maggie Doyle, there.